Hi, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. My wife and I are bird lovers. We have in our family of pets more than 25 fine feathered friends, including cardinals, chickadees, tufted titmice, wood thrushes, doves, mockingbirds, wrens, and a baseball team of finches. We keep them outside where they can come and go as they please, but we consider them family. And I don't think that's an exaggeration. As far as we can tell, these are the same four cardinals, the same two doves, the same set of chickadees and titmice, the same two wood thrushes, and the same two wrens frequenting the four feeders and bird bath outside our kitchen windows on a daily basis. They are absolutely a part of our family circle. Now, I will say the finches could be bussing in relatives from all over the southeast. It's really hard to distinguish one from the other. There are so many. But the wood thrush, for example, is undeniably the same one we started with months ago. We have watched the way he prefers to perch in a peculiar manner atop the suet block as he eats. We have also watched his girth expand to the point we fear for his gift of flight. There is a cardinal that has always had a little bit of a tousled look to his crest, making us think he likes to sleep in, or he goes on the occasional bender. In my mind, these families of birds have taken up residence with us. They are a part of our household, even if they are outdoors. The daily visits have become much more than just bird watching. It has been a delight to watch these creatures bring their mates to the feeders and to occasionally feed them and take care of them. We exclaim at the appearance of each new family member. We chuckle at the bickering finches whose numbers make for an often quarrelsome gathering. Having said all that, it may still seem as though we are mere observers. But there is communication between us. When the feeders run low, to a point where the birds have to strain to reach the seed, cardinals in particular will take turns chirping at Anna or myself rather insistently. Hey, running out of grub out here, we need a refill. There's no missing it. I promise you I am not imagining it. If one of us approaches the kitchen window, a cardinal quickly swoops in and lands on the close-to-empty feeder nearby, levels its gaze straight into the kitchen, and sounds off aggressively. Now that is one active Twitter feed. Message received, we put new seed out. The irate chatter stops. Definitive communication. While there is certainly a degree of dependency there, I have no idea if there is any affection from the flock toward us, but it matters not. We love our birds. I like to think of them that way, too. Our birds. Our pets. Not in an ownership sort of way, a familial way. They have chosen to live with us as a family. Yes, we proffered them with food and water, but they accepted our invitation. We are their people. They just like to keep us indoors. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.